Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Beis, the bottom of 89. Moving on to page 90, we are getting to perhaps the most important Nekudos within Hilchos Kiddush today. It's really an introduction to understand a lot of things going beyond, behind the scenes, with a lot of the shailas that come up with Hilchos Kiddush. Now, to understand this is really found, most of the things that we're going to discuss today, or at least a bunch of it, is found in this first Bir Halacha, the Siman Dibur Ma'aseh Miyad, which is a massive Bir Halacha. And we're going to really focus on, from page 90, about six lines down. Okay? And six lines down on page 90, in the middle of Bir Halacha, Dibur Ma'aseh Miyad says, Ve'atan navol levar b'mitzas ikar mitzas kiddush. I'm now going to explain to you the ikar dinim of mitzas kiddush. I'll first say it outside, then they're going to learn it inside the Bir Halacha. Kiddush is a mitzvah asay midaraisa lahasker kedusha sayom. Okay? Lahasker kedusha sayom, we learn, is a mitzvah daraisa to say kiddush on Friday night. We're going to be talking about Friday night kiddush right now. Shabbat's lunch is only going to be a din derabbanan. We're only talking about right now Friday night kiddush. Friday night kiddush is a mitzvah asay daraisa, by the way, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in the end of Sikkot and Beis, Yom Tov is always going to be derabbanan. Yom Kiddush and Yom Tov, even and Lil Yom Tov is only the Rabbanan. The only time we have a mitzvah asay daraisa of Kiddush, that is on Lil Shabbos. Okay, so Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. We know we say Kiddush ala kos. According to Rov Rishonim, that din, to say it ala kos, that aspect is only the Rabbanan. Okay, to say it ala kos is only the Rabbanan. However, the Shita of the Ran, it's actually found in the Sugyas of Hanukkah. Over there, it's mashma from the Ran that even saying alakos, it's also daraisa. So even though, according to Rov Rishonim, it sounds like it's only a din derabbanan, the Ran and other mixas Rishonim hold that even saying alakos, that is also daraisa. Okay? The Rambam writes, your mitzvah mekayim mitzvahs asay daraisa by kiddush, regular kiddush, without alakos, right? Because it says, b'schir shicho yom kiddush, it says the Rambam, b'schiroso shivchel sho yom, Kedusha Levan. Just by mentioning the Kedusha of Shabbos, you're already Yotze, your Mitzvah Daraisa. That's what the Rambam writes. Okay, your Yotze, the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom, by Mazkir, the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's what Kiddush is. We're talking about the Kedusha of Shabbos. Just by mentioning the Kedusha of Shabbos, you're already Mekayim, your Mitzvah Asay Daraisa, according to the Rambam. Therefore, learns the Magen Avraham based on this Rambam, that you're Yotze just by mentioning Kedushas HaShabbos, that you're really Yotze, your Del Raisa of Kiddush Hayom, already when you dive in Ma'ariv. Because we mentioned Kedushas HaShabbos a couple of times, both in Birkas Kriyat Shema and in Shmona Esrei, we mentioned Kedushas HaShabbos already, and therefore you're really Yotze, your Mitzvah Del Raisa already in Tefillah. Only later on when we say Kiddush, that's in Din Derabbanan to say Holocaust, you're Mekayim, your Mitzvah Derabbanan then. But according to this Magen Avraham, based on the Rambam, you're already Yotze, you're Daraisa, when you have Davin Marv. So once I have Davin Marv, really Yotze, my Daraisa of Kiddush. And then when I go home, and it's Seyed Alakos, that's a Din Derabbanan, which is going to be very, very significant. Let's start now by seeing some of this inside, because this Magen Avraham is going to be very not pashut, and we're going to have to learn up the Sugi over here. So look inside, everyone has their Bir Halachas open, page 96, lines from the top of the page, Vata Navo Lever, B'mitzas Iker Mitzas Kiddush. Everyone have it, Bezrat Hashem, here we go. Hine, Kiddush Hayomu Mitzas Asay Daraisa L'chol HaPoskim. Everyone agrees that mitzvah, the Kiddush is a Mitzas Asay Daraisa. Everyone agrees to that. Mimad Yechtiv Zachoros Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. It says you have to remember Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos. The cult of a Rambam Perikov Tazmilcha Shabbos, the mitzvahs asay nuchol l'kayim b'schiras shichol shol yom, v'kiddushu levad. You are Yotzi your mitzvahs asay according to the Rambam, just by mentioning the Shevach and the Kiddush of Yom. Umad de mekachin alakos, rak min divrei sofrim bilvad, that which we make Kiddush alakos, that is only mid the rabbanon bilvad. V'uzkar, she does so old, become a poskim Rishonim, many other Rishonim mention this Rambam. Now, that's part one. Part two that I can't even mention also. The cut of a Magen Avraham de Lefizeh. Bitfila l'bilvad shabon niskar kedusha sayom mekayim mitzvah asa. Just by mentioning kedusha Shabbos and tefila, you're already mekayim mitzvah asa. Behavior right lezen. He also brings a riot from the Gemara in Brachos Salam and Beis Avobeis. Also, that's mashma like this Magen Avraham says, that you're Yotze, you're Daraisa already in tefila. Okay? We'll see soon why this is going to be very, very significant. We skip down now a few lines. It says Va'ayim b'chedusha Rabbi Akiva Eger Sheiv. Okay, first word of line. Va'ayim b'chedusha Rabbi Akiva Eger. I'm going to skip four lines. Dimidirei haran besugya dener chanukah v'ner beso muchach desvirle the kiddush alayayin all a past who del raisa. That not only tefillah, even if you mention tefillah, to say kiddush hayom ala kos, that itself is daraisa. And therefore, not like the Magen Avraham says according to this, not like the pashtus of the Rambam, you have to say kiddush ala kos to mekayim, even your mitzvah daraisa, not only the rabbanon, it's even daraisa. And according to the Rush, it also sounds like you're not Yotzei in Tefillah. And even according to the Rush, even if you did Kiddush, but it's not Kiddush b'makom Su'uda, you're also not Mekayim your Daraisa. Okay? So therefore we see over here that many, many poskim don't hold like this. Okay? Fine. So we have this Machlokas of Magen Avraham holds, this is a double Pasha your Yotzei with Tefillah Daraisa. According to Rabbi Yekiv Eger, according to other Rishonim, many Rishonim, it sounds like it's not Pashit. That you're Mekayim, the Daraisa just by Tefillah. Then the Bir Halacha, and also Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Beis brings this a lot of this down also. They have very significant kashas on the Shita of the Magen Avraham. These are the two main kashas on the Magen Avraham. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah, if you look inside Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Beis, on page 90 over here, he says, Vekat of Magen Avraham, four lines from the top of the page. Okay? That's the same Magen Avraham that he quoted in the Bir Halacha. Then you don't see the Daraisa. But then, he says about seven lines down, in the beginning of line, Ulam, yesh lefakfik b'zaharbe, you can mefakfik on the words of the Magen Avraham, you can disagree very well with the Magen Avraham. Why? That time Ulam elbisim in samach siv dalid, de mitzvah strichos kavona laseis basias a mitzvah. Because we hold, in order to mekayin your mitzvah daraisa, any mitzvah daraisa, we hold a concept that we all know, mitzvah strichos kavona, right? You have to have kavona mekayin mitzvah. Who here, when they dive in Maariv Friday night, they have kavana to be Yotzei their mitzvah daraisa? We don't have kavana to be Yotzei our mitzvah daraisa. So even if it's true like the Rambam, that just by mentioning Kedusha Shabbos you're Yotzei, and we do mention Kedusha Shabbos in Maariv, who's to say we have kavana? We don't have kavana, we wait till, say, Kiddush Al HaKos. You know, that's the real Kiddush. And therefore, even the Magen, first of all, the Rav Kivagar says the Magen Avraham might not be right because many Rishonim disagree. And number two, even if the Magen Avraham is intrinsically right, that you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Daraisa by Tefillah, we don't have Kavana to do so. So there's a technical issue over here with our Kavana, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that's Kasha number one on the Magen Avraham. And according to this Kasha, you would not be Yotzei your... Kasha number two, the Bir Halacha brings down. If you look about three lines before it gets wide in the Bir Halacha, back to the Bir Halacha, he says, Od Ra'iti, right after the brackets, Od Ra'iti L'Ora B'din Zeh. I want him to order a Kasha on this Din. Da Isa B'Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amma Beis, Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov, because we have a Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amma Beis, that tells us the following Halacha L'Gabe Kish. V'Tzarech L'Hazker Yitzias Mitzrayim V'Kiddush Hayom. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim when you say Kiddush, like we do. Lel Kiddush, we say Zecher, Yitzias Mitzrayim in the middle of Kiddush. Why? Because the Gemara Pesachim says, Kuf Yitzayim Rebeis, you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Okay? Ksiv Acha v'chulei v'chulei. And Cain says the Bir Halacha, the end of the first wide line, Eich Yotzei Yidei Kiddush Mitfila. How could my Yotzei my Daraisa in Tfila? Halo Nizkar Mitfilas Laila, Yitzias Mitzrayim Klau. We don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all, Leil, and Tefillah, unless in Shmon Esther, you don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. So here's another technical problem with the Magen Avraham. It could be that you should be able to be Yotzei, but based on the Gemara and Pesachim, if you're Zion or Beis, they have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. We don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Shmon Esther. Okay, those are the kashas we have on the Bir Halacha. So if you have kashas, we also have the answers to answer up for the Magen Avraham. What would the Magen Avraham say to the two kashas? Number one, mitzvah strichos kavana, and number two, mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. So says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal to answer up the first kasha in Dibar Masel Yesh Lefakfek. He says Kushyoso al Magen Avraham Tmuel Anis Daiti. He doesn't even understand the Chavetz Chaim's kasha on the Magen Avraham. Da morgen haben wir Khiach mir gmorol lo tiknu khazal kaishal kos makum kirish mit filo. El kaishal kos afal gam de kirish mit filo. The morgen haben's whole point is this, that kirish al kos is not in place of the kirish in davening. It's an addition to davening. Even though we're mekadesh in tefila, we're also mekadesh al kos. And therefore, says Rav Nachman, so v'inkein shaper mechayim in tefila, they kiddush b'arisa. Someone who knows this Gemara will know that in tefila, based on the Gemara Brachot, you're supposed to mechavin for your daraisa, and you can be mechavin in tefila. And you know, later on, it's just the derabanan. He says, "Chin shemati mi admor zel." That's what Rosh Hashanah says. Okay, so he has answered that it could be that one is yotze. He is has kavana in tefila. Fine. And in terms of what about Yitzias Mitzrayim, I'm not going to read it inside the Berlacha. If you go on in the Berlacha answers his own kasha. And he says, even though we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the actual Shmona Esrei, we do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Birkas Kriyat Shema. Oh, it's not exactly the time we mentioned Kedusha Shabbos. Okay, so he said it a little bit before. You said in Birkas Kriyat Shema, and even though he says it's not so glot, because you have the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei that's mafsik in between Birkas Kriyat Shema and when you're going to mention Kiddush HaShabbos in Shmona Esrei. Okay, so there is a hafsik over here, but we do mention Yitzias Yitzrayim, and also he says, according to those who don't go like the Gra, you say Vishomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, La'asuzha B'sav B'Yisrael 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 B'Yisrael. We say that right after Birkas Kriyat Shema. That could also be Kiddush. Okay, so that answers the Bir Halachas Kash. Okay, fine. What we get out of this, though, let's break down and crunch what we've gotten so far. According to the Magen Avraham, you're really Yotzei, you're Daraisa Tfila Lel Shabbos. Okay? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and other according to this, sounds like the Mishnah Berurah seems not like the Magen Avraham, you're not Yotzei, you're Daraisa, you're only to get to your Daraisa in Tfila. Lemaisa, we have to be Choshes through the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham does make a lot of sense over here, and therefore a bunch of things come out halacha lemaisa. Okay? What's nafkamina? What's a very, very practical nafkamina? According to the Magen Avraham, he holds based on this Magen Avraham, he would hold that let's say the father comes home from Shul, he's David Ma'ariv, right? The father's David Ma'ariv already. He's Yotzi according to the Magen Avraham, he's Daraisa Tfila. According to the Magen Avraham, he would hold a Katan who's got to B'nei Chinuch, he could be Motzi, his father, in Kiddush, Lel Shabbos. Why? Because usually we say a Katan can be Yotzi's father because one's a Darabon and one's a Daraisa. But now the father's been Yotzi is Daraisa, the Katan can now be Motzi, his father, in Kiddush, Lel Shabbos. That's one nafkamina that comes out. Number two is going to be a big problem with the woman. Why? Because the woman, as we see over here in Sif Beis, if we look in the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush, women are Chayiv in Kiddush, just like men. Afal Pishu Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, even though Kiddush El Shabbos is a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, and generally women are not Chayiv in Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. Why? Mishum De'ikish Zohar L'Shomer. Because we have a Hekish between Zechiru Shabbos and Shmiru Shabbos. V'hani nam noshi, and these women, hold v'nisno v'shmiru, since they're chayiv in Melechus Shabbos, they can't do borer, they can't cook, they can't think all women are chayiv in that. Anyways, the chayiv in Shmiru Shabbos, isno v'shchira, they're also chayiv in Zechiru Shabbos, and therefore women are chayiv in Kiddush. Okay, and therefore, really, motzias ha'anoshi, they could even be motzi men, they're chayiv in Kiddush, hold v'chayavos min ha'torah kamosam, because they're chayiv in the Torah kamosam. Therefore, once again, according to the Magen Avraham, if a man has been Yotzei his Kiddush Friday night by davening Ma'ariv, and the woman has not davened Ma'ariv, so he's Darabonan, and she's Daraisa. Okay, now, I'm a little bit afraid to go into this next point, because I don't want to lose people, but it's such a geschmack, amazing point, that you can say over the rest of life. Now, It's like this. There's another machlokus. Generally, let's say, if a father has been yotzei his mitzvah, and let's say Reuven has not been yotzei his mitzvah, we have a concept called yotza motzi. Even if I've done my mitzvah, I can motzi my friend in his mitzvah also. Okay? If I've said Avdallah, let's say, I could say Avdallah again for a man who has not heard of Avdallah. That's what I could do because he's not been yotzi his chiyuv, I've not been yotzi my chiyuv, and there, even if I've been yotzi my chiyuv, I can be yotzi him because yotza motzi, even though I've been yotzi already, I can motzi other people. Listen, it's better for him to do it himself, but let's say he doesn't know how to say Avdallah, or he's sick, whatever it is, I could say it again for that person. That's the halacha, yotza motzi. And this is learned because we have a din of Kol Yisrael, a raven zelazer. If my friend is not mekayim the mitzvah, it's like a part of me is not mekayim the mitzvah. So I could be motzi my friend, even though he has not been yotzi his chiyuv, and I've been yotzi my chiyuv. That's the general rule. However, there's a big suffix. Do we say Kol Yisrael, a raven zelazer, ligabe woman? Are women part of arvus or not? Can a man who has already been yotzi his mitzvah be motzi a woman who is not mekayim her mitzvah? The reason why it's controversial is because the Dagel Mirvav, the Noda Yehuda, says no. He quotes a Rush, he's medayik from a Rush, that says women are not part of Arvus. And therefore, what would come out of this, according to Dagel Mirvav, you can look, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal brings it down in Dimar Asla B'Shita Zu. According to the Dagel Mirvav, if a man is davin Marav already, so he's been Yotze Yizchiyuv, if he would say Kiddush when he gets home, right, night, the woman is not yotzei her mitzvah, because we don't say arvus. She would have to say Kiddush. Okay? That's geshmak. There we go. That's a major nafkamina based on all of this. Okay? That's what would come out according to the Dagel Mirvav. Okay? I want to say, luckily, that Rabbi Kiva Eger comes again and destroys the Dagel Mirvav, and he brings many riots against the Dagel Mirvav, and he proves that when the Rush said they're not part of Arvus, that's only by mitzvahs that they're not chayivin. A woman's not chayivin a mitzvah, that they're generally not chayivin, but a woman chooses to do it, so they're not part of Arvus. A man who's been mekayim his mitzvah, they can't be motzi a woman yedei chavasa. But any mitzvah that they're chayivin just like men, like over here by Kiddush, also, men could be poter, woman, you know, could be motzi, woman, the day chavasan, we would say yatzi motzi, they're part of arvus. And if you look at the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Nitzavim, which you learn arvus from, you see it beferish over there, Or HaChaim HaKadosh would hold like this also. And that's generally how we hold, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal brings down at the end of that long ha'orah, Dim Rasul B'Shita Zu, V'lo Nagu Kach, Ulechora, Hainu, Rabbi Akiva Eger. The minig is not like the Noda B'Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva Eger in general. Therefore, Lemaisa, a man who came home from Shul and is already davin Mariv, if he would make Kiddush, a woman would be Yotze her Chova. If it was not for that Rabbi Akiva Eger, they would not be Yotze the Chova. It's getting late, so we're going to stop over here, but we're going to come back to this din once again. And we'll get to Halacha L'maisa L'gabi K'tanim. And we'll get to Halacha L'maisa L'gabi Noshim Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. We'll come back to this din and finish up this sugya. But once again, just to chazer what we've done today. We have a mitzvah Asei D'Araisa, that of Kiddush. According to Rov Rishonim, that's only that you do not need to do it alakos. According to some mitzvahs Rishonim, it has to be also alakos. We have the Magen Avram who told us that your Yotzei, this Daraisa, just by davening is Medayik from the Rambam. Your Yotzei just by davening. However, we have kashas on the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is not Poshit. But at the end of the day, we have to be Choshesh for this Magen Avram. That maybe you are Yotzei on one side, even though it's not so Poshit, because Rabbi Kiva Eger, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger that we learned, and other Rishonim hold that Kiddush on the coast is Daraisa, and the other kashas we have the Magen Avram would hold that you have to say Kiddush on the coast. Okay, but Lemaisa, we have to be choshesh for this Magen Avram that maybe one is Yotzei, and therefore we're going to learn tomorrow in terms of Ketanim. Can they be Motzei men? Can they be Motzei woman? And we'll get to Halacha Lemaisa. Maybe your mothers should be saying Kiddush Friday night because they're on a Daraisa level, and if you've Davin Marav already and your mother is not, you're only on a Darabanan level. Okay, so perhaps then maybe she should be the one making Kiddush Friday night. We'll get to this Dinim and more tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, Adkan for today.